Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Now, please unlock the call.
You've come up as a suspected fail.
Unlock the phone.
Pardon?
Unlock the phone. Did you unlock the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you see your screen?
No, not yet.
Okay. No. Come back to the home screen. Just wait.
Okay.
Now leave the control, and we will try for the zip. The last time we were trying. Yes.
This box has come up.
Okay, just wait.
That's one of the ones that I'm paying for each month too.
Okay.
Through my credit card.
Okay, now just wait. Let us go to the zip. Okay, now do you see the application zip over there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now just wait. Okay, well, I have got another report that they have tried to purchase, they have used another website as well to purchase. We have to cancel over there as well. Now, just wait. Let us go on to Google.
Another website. What went wrong?
This is another website they have tried to purchase these gift cards. We have to cancel over here as well. Okay, can you see the website is opening? And from this website, they have tried to purchase a $500 one gift card of Kohl's.
Kohl's. Well, I shop at Kohl's anyway.
Yeah, maybe they have checked the report that you saw with the Kohl's. That's the reason they have.
I shop at Kohl's and Woolworths.
And if it's coming up automatically there.
Yes, that's right, yes.
No, just wait. Okay, now just wait. Everything is correct? Have you checked?
Everything is correct.
Because already they have put these informations.
On the mobile. Today.
Yeah, now the car details will be put over there by the Google server. It is correct. The name is correct, right?
Yes.
And is there any middle name printed on the card?
On my Coles card?
Yes.
No, I haven't got a Coles card. Only on the, it's on the Master, it's not the MasterCard, no. That's it. No imprints.
That's correct, right?
Yeah. Correct. Correct.
Okay. Now again, you'll be getting the code over there. Now, do you see transaction failed? Please contact customer service. It means you have cancelled the pack.
Yeah, I think so. There's no money in there.
Yeah, we have cancelled that.
Mm.
Now, just wait. Let us go to visit. Okay, now let us go towards the zip. Just wait. Let us go to that. Okay, now do you see the zip is opening?
Yes. So they were using zip as well, were they?
Yeah, they were using zip as well. And can you see the $1,000 it shows you? You will get that because they were trying to take out that money. So,
oh, I see. Yeah. Oh.
Alright, now. Okay, now just wait. Let us put the phone number. Put your phone number over there by yourself.
My phone number?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, now wait. Let us click on send code. You'll be getting the code over there. You have got the code now.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, wait.
Well, 307. Okay.
Yeah. 30756, right?
Mm-hmm.
No,
I forgot.
You don't.
Double three. Oh, you're doing it. Okay. Probably.
Okay, now do one thing, ma'am. Do you see anything coming up over there? I trust this call or accept.
Yeah, well, it says legal middle name. I do have one.
Okay, you do one thing. You just go onto your home page and open up the AnyDesk. And once you see the screen, your number comes up, let me know. AnyDesk. Uh-huh. Look for the application AnyDesk.
Oh, I know what you mean. AnyDesk. Okay,
yes.
Got that.
Open that.
Done that.
And now, do you see anything coming up? Says I trust this call. Click on that.
Not yet. I'll press on that, please. No, that's not it.
You can see the number 283-26709.
Yeah, I've got that. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Click on that.
Now, it will shortly come up. I trust this call. Click on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then click on the both check boxes and click on accept.
Okay. Accept.
Now, yeah. And now click on start now.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you see three line? Three dot?
Yes.
Click on three dot.
Yes.
Click on yeah.
Right.
Now click on scam protection. Click on that.
Scam protection, radio.
Yeah. Click on full access.
Okay. Done that.
Click on close.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, now. Okay, now leave the finger.
Right.
Okay, put your email address.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now residential address.
No, that's my mistake, that one. Okay.
Is it correct?
Yeah. No, I'm just getting rid of it. That's correct.
You just remove the dot, ma'am, over there. The dot is not needed at the end. Residential address.
Right.
It comes automatically. Can you see below that? Click on that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now select your gender and put your date of birth.
Oh, come on, I can't get it up. Where is it? No, that's not it. Right, yeah, I'm just getting it in. I'm trying to move this thing up the screen.
It's fine. You do one thing, you just, okay. Is it correct, the date, the month?
No, you remove all.
Remove all, it's 22012023, right?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
remove
that.
I'm trying to remove it. Okay, wait, don't do anything, leave it. It's 22, right?
No, it isn't, it's 30.
It's 30 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 09 PayPal account to this zip, right? So because you don't do online on the phone, your banking. So they did not connect the bank. They connected the PayPal account. So you know the password of your PayPal?
No.
You don't know the PayPal
no.
password? Okay.
No, I don't. I've been trying to get rid of them.
Okay, and your email address was used in, you are using in the PayPal,
yes,
right?
Yes, the same one, yes.
Okay, now, type over there the email address. Okay, this one.
Oh, wait a minute, I'll get, why don't I get rid of that last bit? Keep coming up.
Wait, don't do anything, wait.
Mistake.
Yeah, click, type again. Start typing your email address.
Okay, that's right.
Okay. All right. And you don't know this password, right? The PayPal password. It's not.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's not the same. It's something else. I think. I tried to get rid of them, and I had to key it all in to get rid of them, and then they still won't let me go.
Okay. Okay, you have received an email again. Okay, now just wait. Now, the Google server will be creating the password for you.
Mm-hmm. I can think of something that I'm going to laugh at the moment.
Now do you see the dots are going in the end? Okay.
He's even got driver's license.
Do you have driver license with you?
I do. Now that how come they want all that information?
Because they have all the information, ma'am. They have put all the information of yours. Now to cancel again, you need to put all the information that they will verify that you are the real one and you are canceling. So the state should be South Australia, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now put the license number over there.
I'm trying to. How do I get it in? Driver's license.
Yeah, license number.
Yeah, I've got to type it in. I can't.
Okay, wait. Now help me out with the number.
E-K-O.
Okay. Now help me out.
Capital E-K.
Capital E, capital
E. E and K, capital letters, uppercase. All right. EK0768.
EK0768. 768, right?
Yes. No, break the zero, that's only small, it needs to be large. I'll do it, EK.
Don't do anything, wait.
The I've done it now, EKO768.
The server is doing for you, you don't do anything, okay?
No, it's not that, it's fake.
EKO0768, right?
Yes.
Okay, wait, you leave your finger, ma'am.
I'm not touching it. It keeps going in there.
Okay, now do you see the card number? Do you see the card number, the license, and the license?
Card number.
Yeah, it's written like card number at the back.
On the back, yes, I think. Yeah, that's the card number.
Now help me out with the number.
B.
Wait, it's